What can we expect if Trump is elected? I'm Bill Newman, and this is the Civil Liberties Minute. Let's start with Project 2025, a series of extreme policy proposals from the Heritage Foundation that several Trump loyalists assisted in preparing. Project 2025 calls for initiating mass deportations, mandating discrimination against trans people, and censoring classroom discussions about race and gender. And, as the late-night TV ads say, there's more! There's much more! The plan calls for replacing tens of thousands of career civil service employees with political loyalists, and prosecuting persons who send or receive abortion pills, and putting more and more power in the hands of the president. Recently, Trump has tried to distance himself from Project 2025, but the reality is that the recently adopted Republican Party platform and Project 2025 share key policies that would attack your, my, our rights. On the ACLU website, that's ACLU.org, you'll find memos on the major presidential candidates' positions on abortion access, LGBTQ justice, voting rights, immigration, anti-discrimination laws, criminal issues, free speech, surveillance, the First Amendment, and the right to protest and speak out. Although the ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates for elected office, we recognize that there will be drastically different realities depending on who is president. And we believe emphatically in the importance of an informed electorate. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU because freedom can't protect itself. It needs you.